Episode 60, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Guilt and Self-Care.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Aloha, ladies. How are you? Oh, am I excited to be with you today? Yes, I am. I'm excited all the time. Yes, I am. And it's because of you. You are awesome. And this community is just amazing. And I am thrilled that it is growing and you're sharing it with your friends. Thank you. Thank you much. Mahalo. Lots of kisses and hugs all around. Seriously. I take it to heart and it really does warm my heart because I know this is what God has planned in my life. This is a portion of it. And we are reaching out around the world. And I would love to ask, if you have not taken 90 seconds to subscribe and rate and review, I would beg of you to do that, please. It really does help the way iTunes works. It helps to get the podcast out there in front of other women so it can be found. I do try to put some stuff out there, but the best way is word of mouth and through subscription and rating and review. So please, if you haven't done so, click that subscribe button. It really does help. And all that does is it just will automatically populate. So when a new episode comes up, it's going to be waiting for you and you can listen in, okay? So thank you, thank you, thank you. Much mahalo. And I'm thrilled that you are here. Truly am thrilled. You are a blessing to me. You matter. You really do. And thank you for being a part of my life because you do bless it. Before we jump in today, I wanted to lead with a quote. And this is from Edgar Allan Poe. And he said, never to suffer would never to have been blessed. Never to suffer would never to have been blessed. Edgar Allan Poe. In thinking about Confessions of an Upset Mama today and guilt and self-care, I thought about it that, you know, we as women, you know, we just are, sometimes we're plain stupid. We're idiots and we beat ourselves up for absolutely no reason. And, you know, we've been talking about cracking the health code and when the scale won't budge and everything. And I'm like, what is that all about? What is everything that I've kind of, the theme of it? And the theme is self-care. And sometimes I think that self-care, we hear the word self and we take it immediately. It goes into being selfish. And I'm here to tell you today, no, you're not being selfish with self-care. I lived that for many, many, many years. I put everybody first. And that's when things started to suffer, not just for me, but for my relationship with my husband. It suffered with my relationship with my children. How God wanted my life to go, what he had planned. You see, I was filling it with kind of fillers, the busyness stuff, the stuff that I thought I was supposed to be doing. And in that, I thought I was being a rockin' mom. I thought I was being a rockin' wife, a rockin' Christian, a woman of God, filling my stuff with stuff, knowing that, oh, God wants me to do that because it's lifting and building him up. Oh, God wants me to volunteer here. And, oh, my husband would want me here. And, oh, my children are going to be a part of this, so I've got to go be a part of it too. Whoa, 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 whoa. But what was being left out was me. And not me in a selfish way. Me as in, I was running down my body. I became what I was thinking. I've told you this story about thinking that I was a cow. Well, I was becoming a cow. Moo. I really was one that was like, well, if I'm taking care of myself, I'm not being the best mom. And I would look at other women who maybe had a little bit more money. They didn't have the loan debt that we had. They didn't have the financial portion of our life. And I would look at them and I'm like, they're going having manicures every week. They're going out and having their luncheons with their friends. And what am I doing? It wasn't like I was feeling bad, but it was a comparison. It was a competition. The two big C's that get women all the time. So guilt would set in. So in order to be that better mama, I'd have to win the battle. I'd have to be the bigger and the busiest mom ever, doing more. You see, I started watching women. I love to people watch. And I would watch women interact with each other. And you know how you would greet each other and say, oh, how are you? How's your day going? And then you'd get the person that would go, they'd list like 10 to 12 things. And then you would start to list your stuff. You'd respond back, oh, well, I'm doing this. And then, oh, I had to go to the Valentine's party. And then after that, well, you know, I ran errands and I had to go shopping because we've got that birthday party. And then, oh, wait, but then we've got that basketball event this weekend too. And so I'm doing that. And I'm at the concession stand. Oh, and then we've got the church thing. So I'm there Saturday. The next thing you know, you're counting up. And then the other gal responds back and says, oh, wait, wait. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm doing that too. Next thing you know, you're playing the one-up game. We're back in high school, ladies. Really? Really? What happened to step back and say, whoa, pull the reins and say, who am I supposed to be taking care of? You see, I found myself that I thought I needed to be doing all this stuff. All this busyness because God wanted me to. My husband wanted me to. My children wanted me to. And ultimately, no. That's not what any of them wanted. My health began to suffer. I had many red flags along my whole life. It wasn't just from being a mom and being married and all of this. I had health issues way before. I did not realize what I was doing to my body, but that's for another day. But it continued, and I had bigger red flags that came up. And I never understood why. Why couldn't I release the weight when I did? Or when I did release it, I would gain it back. You see, I was filling my life with stuff, with busyness. And I was feeling guilty for not fulfilling my motherly duties when I didn't do something. So if somebody said, Christiane, we got to have a Sunday school teacher. Can you come and do that? Oh, and the gal who volunteered to come to the classroom, she can't do it. Can you come? What do you think my answer was? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. What do you need me to bring? Instead of stopping and saying, whoa, what fits into what you need to be doing? Not just for your family, but for you. It was beyond burning the candle at both ends because, you see, I was dripping all over. And the people I love the most got the wrath of it. We'd get in the car after an event and I'd yell at the kids for no reason. Maybe just because they were being kids and they were being adorable. And I just needed peace because it was such a hectic day. And I was like, just be quiet. Did they deserve that? You see, the friends wouldn't see it. But what would happen is that my family would see it. They would see what was going on. They would hear it. They would feel it. And it just really isn't, it didn't end up being a very good decision. I thought I was doing it right. I thought I was doing what was right for me at the time because I really did believe. You see, I've been in service my entire life in ministry. I mean, basically, I was born into it. I mean, from conception, I was there, okay? My father being a preacher, my father being a chaplain. We were always in ministry. So it was always from my perspective, I had to always be serving. Where are you? Are you living your life in busyness? Are you living your life out of guilt? Are you living your life out of the big two C's called comparison and competition? You're not in high school anymore. Yeah, it's time to grow up. It's time to put your big girl panties on and to gain some self-care. You see, that's when things started to turn for me in my tornado, is that I stopped and I said, okay, self-care is not a bad thing. It doesn't have to be all about the children. It doesn't have to be all about the husband. It doesn't have to be all about my volunteer work. It doesn't have to be all about my job. It starts with me first. It starts with me first. What's my relationship with Jesus Christ? What is it that I need to do to take care of me so I can be the best wife, the best mom? That's when I started changing things. I made time to exercise. I made time to eat the right foods, even if that meant a little extra energy spent in the kitchen. I made time for it. With that, my relationship grew. My relationship healed with my husband. My relationship with my children grew deeper. I was able to serve and love at a much deeper level. Totally, fully surrendered and unconditional love. That's amazing. That's indescribable. But you see, I had to come to that point of letting go of the guilt, letting go of that, well, the superhero thing that I have to be the best wife and the best mother is to take off the cape and take care of me first so I can serve the ones I love the most. So you say, okay, Christiane, this sounds great. You did it, but I'm trapped right now. I feel guilty no matter what I do. I have to do this. Guess what? If you use the word no, the world still goes on. Okay? I had to learn that the hard way. The world will still move on if you use the word no. I promise you it will. So try it sometime. But you say, okay, Christiane, I hear you. I get that. I want that. I want that indescribable, deep love and surrender, unconditional, no strings attached, living as Christ wants me to live. How do I get that? Where do I start? Well, you know that answer. You start right where you are. And so here's your kiss. And for those of you who are new and you're like, what is this kiss thing? Keep it simple strategy. That's what it is. Because we tend to kind of complicate things unnecessarily. Another big C word. Let's stay out of the C's and let's move into the positives. Okay? We're going to leave behind the comparison. We're going to leave behind the competition. And we're going to start coming into compassion, self-care. All right? So here you go. This is where you start your kiss. Define self-care for you. You're like, okay, yeah, and next? Yes, define self-care for you. So here are some questions that I want you to answer, and this is the beginning of how you can define self-care for you. Because remember, this is about you. You're not looking at your neighbor. You're not looking at your BFF. You're not looking at your sister. You're looking at you. Okay, so here you go. Define self-care for you. Number one. What are your dreams? Yeah. What are your dreams? As moms, as women, we put off our dreams. They don't even go to the back burner. They go up the chute and they're burned once when we have had children. Sometimes once when we're just married or even just engaged, they go poof, they're away. So I'm asking you today, seriously, what are your dreams? I would encourage you as you hear these questions to write them down. Now, if you're driving, you can't write. I get that. But I would say come back. Come back to this. Ask these questions and write them down. I promise you this will help. I do it. I practice it. Okay? So what are your dreams? Because a lot of times we have dreams. They stay in the dream factory. Get them out of the dream factory. It's time to move them forward. Okay? So what are your dreams? Not what you're dreaming for your kids, what you hope. What are your dreams? Because your children will have their dreams. And you can encourage their dreams, but you need to have your dreams too. Get them out of that dream factory. Number two, in looking at your dreams, okay, what person, meaning what woman or mom, do you need to be to make those dreams come true? And you say, whoa, that's a loaded question. Yeah, maybe it is. But let's look at it this way. You need to answer it in the form of mind, body, and spirit, okay? So mind, think of it as your attributes, the way you think, okay? Your dream, what does that person, what do you need to be within your mind? Maybe you're an entrepreneur. You want to become an entrepreneur. You want to have a business. Well, if you've never been along those lines, it's a different mind thinking. It's a different process. Maybe you need to take some courses. Maybe you need to reach out to some people online, follow some and get in tune with entrepreneurship. Okay. Number two, body. Okay. Your body. your health, how you move. What type of person do you need to be within your body? Let's say your dream is to travel the world, okay? You're about to, you know, your kids are in higher elementary and some of them are in high school now, and you see the empty nesting thing around the corner, you know, because it is a blink. I mean, 5-7 years is nothing nowadays. It goes by so fast. If you're wanting to travel and you're weak and if you don't have, you're not real strong, it's going to be hard to travel the world when you're weak. And so you need to take care of your body. It could be maybe that you, in order to operate full speed ahead, you need to lose a few pounds because weight does seem to hold us back, okay? Or the lack of strength, either way. It really tugs at us. So what type of person do you need to be in your mind, in your body, and also in your spirit? Where's your faith? I look at this as your heartstrings. You know, that deep, deep gut-wrenching that you just cling to. So whether you're a believer of Jesus Christ or not, you have those heartstrings. You know what I'm talking about. That's where it is. What type of person, what type of woman, what type of moms you need to be in spirit. You're saying, okay, I got this. Okay, so you're writing them down, right? You're writing them down. Now, you may have a whole list here and you're like, oh, I don't know where to begin. Breathe. Okay, breathe. Because it can be overwhelming. But again, this is the KISS. It's the keep it simple strategy. I want you to pick one from each category. One from the mind, one from the body, one from the spirit. Just one. Just one. Okay? You're going to start right there. And you're going to write those down. You could write it on a post-it. You can put it in your car. You can make it a screensaver on your phone, okay? You've got all those fun apps out there. Make it a screensaver. Or write it down and take a picture of it. For those of you who are not high techies, that's what I would do. So just write it down on a piece of paper and take a picture of that piece of paper and then make that your screensaver. And if you don't know how to do it, ask your children because they can tell you how to do it, I'm sure, okay? Rely on them. That's what I do. Can you help me with this, please? Be intentional. Put it in front of you. Start right where you are. You can start making those strides one by one. You see, you matter. You really do. And you are a blessing to the world that you come in contact with. What are your dreams? Take them out of the dream factory. Begin to define your self-care so you can be living the life that God designed you to live. That's indescribable. I love you all so very much. I would love to hear your dreams, your goals now that you've decided for your mind, body, spirit. Send them to me, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. I would love to hear it. You are putting it out into the world saying, I'm going to commit to this. And Christiane, I want you to hold me accountable. I love you all so much. Many blessings and hugs. And remember, self-care is not something to feel guilty about. Self-care allows you to love unconditionally and fully surrender so that you can serve the ones you love the most. Blessings. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.